Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day four of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. This week, our study is entitled A Season of Epiphany, and today's devotion is titled Our Redeemer. A.W. Tozer once wrote, "Worship is to feel in your heart and express in some appropriate manner a humbling but delightful sense of admiring awe and astonished wonder and overpowering love in the presence of that ancient mystery, which we call our Father who art in heaven." Our text for today is from Psalm 72, verses 10 through 14. "May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight." This section of Psalm 72 continues the theme from yesterday, prophesying that King Jesus will deliver the oppressed and all kings will bow down before him. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvy provide excellent insight from verse 11. "Here is his universal reign. No earthly king could hope to fulfill this vision. Thus, the passage is prophetic and messianic. In the New Testament, Paul tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue confess Jesus is Lord." You can see Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. He also teaches in 1 Corinthians 15:25 that Christ must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Therefore, in Revelation 21:26, the kings of the earth bring their glory to the New Jerusalem, God's city. King Solomon, in all his splendor and wisdom, doesn't compare to our King Jesus. One day, when everyone sees the King of Kings, there will be none left standing. Instead, we will all fall to our knees and worship him. Warren Wiersbe explains how these scriptures portray Solomon's rule while foreshadowing our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. The King of Israel was looked upon as God's shepherd who lovingly cared for God's flock. You can see Psalm 78, verses 70 and 72, Psalm 100, verse 3, and Ezekiel chapter 34. Any citizen had access to the king to seek help in resolving legal problems, and the king was responsible for ensuring that local judges were fair and honest in their decisions. Solomon didn't reach this ideal, even though he had a vast bureaucracy. Unfortunately, his officers didn't always aid the people. You can see Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. The picture here is surely that of our Savior, who had such great compassion for the needy and met their needs. Look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Not only does he hold their blood, life, precious to him, but he shed his own precious blood for the salvation of the world. Check out 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. The word redeem is used for the kinsman redeemer, illustrated by Boaz in the book of Ruth. The word redemption means to buy something back by paying a price. It also means to set free. The following story illustrates our redemption. When A.J. Gordon was pastor of a church in Boston, he met a young boy in front of the sanctuary carrying a rusty cage in which several birds fluttered nervously. Gordon inquired, "Son, where did you get those birds?" The boy replied, "I trapped them out in the field." "What are you going to do with them?" "I'm going to play with them. And then I guess I'll just feed them to an old cat we have at home." Gordon offered to buy them, and the lad exclaimed, "Mister, you don't want them. They're just little old wild birds and can't sing very well." Gordon replied, "I'll give you $2 for the cage and the birds." "Okay, it's a deal, but you're making a bad bargain." The exchange was made, and the boy went away whistling, happy with his shiny coins. Gordon walked around to the back of the church property, opened the door of the small wire coop, and let the struggling creatures soar into the blue. The following Sunday, he took the empty cage into the pulpit and used it to illustrate his sermon about Christ coming to seek and to save the lost, paying for them with his precious blood. "That boy told me that the birds were not songsters," said Gordon. "But when I released them and they winged their way heavenward, it seemed to me that they were singing, 'Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed.'" You and I have been held captive to sin. But Christ has purchased our pardon and set us at liberty. When a person has this life-changing experience, he will want to sing, "Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed." Some questions to consider. What do verses 12 and 13 express about Jesus's compassion? What are your thoughts about the following phrase from verse 14? "Precious is their blood in his sight." And finally, how would you worship your Redeemer today for purchasing your salvation and setting you free? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.